Hey, welcome back to the show. This is Allison Nitsch, and you are listening to Podcast First Marketing. If you're new here, I'm a podcast strategist helping you launch or grow your podcast, which in turn will help lead you to clients. That is what my goal is for you, and that is what the goal is for this show. What I want to talk about today is if you have ever looked at your podcast, whether you're looking at the stats, what you're doing in your podcast, and you thought, I am doing all this work, so why are more clients not coming to me? Then this episode is going to be for you. Today, we're going to be talking about how to basically like step back and look, kind of like look from the outside into what you're doing and see what's really going on behind the scenes, behind the mic, as I might say. I don't want you to like critique yourself or I guess you are kind of critiquing, but I don't want you to like judge yourself. That's kind of what I'm asking. And don't be so hard on yourself and think that what you're doing is not right. There's no judgment here, but I will be 100% transparent with you that I have already done this to myself. And so this is what I'm kind of talking to myself here too, with this very podcast that you're listening to, and that's okay. So what I want us to realize here is that we learn from what we've done and we move forward. You are not going to know if you don't have a podcast, you're not going to know if it's going to work, whether or not you try. And if you've been podcasting for any bit, whether you've just launched, if you have over 100 episodes, you learn from what you do. New ideas are going to keep coming up. You're going to start figuring things out. You're going to start figuring out what works for you, what doesn't. And you're going to go back and look at those beginning episodes and always think, what was I doing? But I also want you to stop and think, no matter how long or how far into business you are so much different and better off than you were when you very first started. Even if you're like me and you made some changes and you feel like you're starting over, it doesn't matter. You're a different person and things will change. So I want you to take that in consideration when it comes to your podcast. You will not and should not be perfect when you get started. You just won't. You have to go through the motions and get going to figure out what does work. So if you're asking yourself or questioning your podcast, that's okay. It's actually a good thing. I want you to get curious about what is working with your podcast. And even what you wish was working and all the different things, because that will bring basically clarity to the shifts that you need to make. And maybe you need to change directions a little bit, or maybe you need to make a few tweaks before you, going on from here on out. And I want to help you do that because, well, if you're like me and about 90% of the clients I've ever worked with who I've launched their podcast or I manage whatever capacity with a podcast, we want it to do one or more of these things. We want it to become the main point of our marketing. We want it to gain trust from our listeners. And ultimately, we want it to help land clients. And your podcast can do that for you. So maybe you need to make some tweaks if that is not happening for you yet. Because if your podcast is going to become what I like to say, the number one marketing tool, your most powerful marketing tool, we need it to pull its weight. We need it to do its job. And that's going to come from us. And it's going to start with understanding what's working, what's not working. Where are these little small shifts that are hiding that we can make to help us get these clients? Okay. So I'm going to give you some questions that I want you to answer, or you can think of however you want to do this. But I want you to be very honest with yourself for a second, because your podcast is probably one of the biggest time investments in your business. And I want it to be, and not in a negative way. I want it to be what you focus on. That is why I named this podcast Podcast First Marketing, because I want everything to come from your podcast. So whether or not someone eventually buys from you because they were on your email list, they probably listened to your podcast first. You nurtured them, you got them to love you and want to work with you, then they joined your email list, and then eventually they purchased from you. So there's kind of like a twofold thing here where, yeah, we may think, well, they bought from the email, but did they find you from your email? No, because they had to get on your email. So where did they find you from? Because that's going to be what you need to be thinking about. Some people think my podcast isn't bringing in clients, when really it is. It just, they stuck with you for a while, and then they moved into your next thing, which we'll get more into in future episodes as far as the funnel, the listening journey, all this stuff. But all that to say, in a really long way, was it's a time investment, and I want it to be, but not in a negative way. And it doesn't have to be hours and hours and hours. Like, I can narrow down my podcast into about less than an hour a week. I don't like planning week by week, and that is what I've been doing since I had COVID last month, and I need to get back on my batching schedule, which I'm hoping to do next week. But for the sake of this episode, I want to talk about, I mean, you are talking about planning, recording, editing, the promotion of it. You are putting in all this effort. And I want you to stop and ask yourself, when is the last, or I guess I should say this, what's actually working for you in your podcast? So I want you to list those things out. Write them down. I want you to be able to go back and look at them, because getting it out of your head and onto paper helps. What is working for you? What kind of episodes feel enjoyable to create? Which ones feel the most aligned for you to create? Maybe you don't like doing guest episodes. Guess what? You don't have to. If you don't like doing solo episodes, we have a little bit of a hiccup we need to work through, but that's okay. We can get there. I want you to ask yourself, are listeners taking the next step with you? Do you give them a call to action and they actually follow through? Is your podcast setting you up for getting clients? Okay, we don't want to just be talking for talking. We want it to give us clients. We want, not give us clients. Well, that would be nice. Give me some clients. We want it to lead to clients. And that is, there's a strategy to that. Okay. I don't want you to be hard on yourself. I don't want you to have to start over. All you need to do is you need to be strategic. And that clearly just starts with checking in, just like you would if you audited your budget or if you went to your website and you were trying to figure out, well, what's working? Are there broken links? Or if you do this massive launch, if you usually go back and look at, well, what worked and what didn't. Your podcast needs to have that same kind of love and attention if you want it to work for you. And I am just as guilty of just putting out episodes and not looking back. And we need to be doing that if that is our intention to help it work for our business. Okay. So if you want your podcast to work and you're not ready to just throw in the towel, please do not throw in the towel. If you have been thinking about stopping your podcast, please reach out to me first. I would love to just talk through things with you because I want you to, this can work for you. And so many people make it so much harder than it is. I have talked to so many women who don't start because they're so worried about the tech. If they only knew that the tech, well, for most people, the tech ends up being the easiest thing. I literally pulled my mic over, turned it on, and pressed record. I have everything set up. Some people have to put their mic away, get it back out, plug it in, all the things. It's not that hard. I can find a way to make it simple for you. I want to help you do that. But here is the three questions I want you to ask yourself. What do you love about your podcast right now? So maybe it's the connections you're making. Maybe you just love the message that you're sharing. You love this creative outlet that it's giving you. You love that you can just turn on the mic and speak and you don't have to come up with this Instagram caption or whatever, because you can take your transcript and pull some quotes from it and there you go. Okay, that's mine if you haven't realized. Maybe it's people are reaching out to you and they're saying how much they love what you're talking about. Maybe it's potential clients. Maybe that's what we want, right? Maybe you see your email list growing and it's because you gave those call to actions on your podcast. The second question I want you to ask yourself is, where do you feel stuck? Or maybe you're unclear what to do next. So maybe you're unsure about what episodes to create. Maybe you launched your podcast. It was so easy at the beginning. And now that you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 episodes in, you're like, well, now what do I talk about? Maybe you struggle with, well, what are my call to actions? Because if you don't have a call to action on every single episode, you're losing the potential clients. I'm just going to tell you right there. And then the third question I want you to ask yourself is, what would make podcasting feel more purposeful or lead to more of a profit, which in that case is clients, right? Making sales. So maybe that is having a plan or actually sticking to a plan. Maybe it's knowing how it fits in your client journey. Like, where does this podcast fit in what I'm doing? So I want you to take a few minutes, journal those, think about those, bring them to your best business friend and talk through them with them. Bring them to me in the DMs if you want to. You would be surprised what clarity comes up when you just start talking about it. I have had so many mental breakthroughs. That sounded really weird. Mental breakthroughs. I don't know how else to word it, but like clarity, like I've barely been thinking, like deep things too, with my counselor. and with my business friend, like, and my coaches, like, I had been having so much come up, and it would not have had I not just talked to somebody about it and really just started saying, well, I feel this way and I feel this way, and them asking questions like, why do you feel that way? And it, like, it brings up a lot in you. I've gone through so much mental, professional, personal development this year than I have probably in my entire life, including all my 18 years teaching. Okay. But all that to say, like, I just want you to really think through what it is, what's working, what's not clear. What do you feel like you might need help with? What are all the things? Because that's what you need to know to move forward. Okay. And sometimes, and this may be coming down to, like, yes, I need someone to help me walk through this. And if that is you, I actually have something coming your way, and I'm getting really excited about it. I've been working behind the scenes on some different offers other than just the production that I've been doing. I want to help people really get their podcast working for them. And that's more than just sounding great, making sure the workflows work, all the tech. I want to go beyond that. I want to help you really make sure that your episodes are landing where they should and that they're calling the people to where they need to go next and how it fits in your workflows and funnels and all the things. So I've been working on this. I'm almost done with it. So I don't want to give a date exactly, but I am going to have a waitlist for this offer. It's going to be called Get More Clients From Your Podcast. And I put a poll up in Instagram stories and that's the one that won. So we're going to go with that. And it's basically just going to be a really small offer. It's overall, I hate the word because it sounds horrible, but it's basically an audit of your podcast. So I'm going to go through your show from top to bottom, give you very detailed, honest, strategic feedback of what's working, what's not, what tweaks you can make, and give those to you, exactly what you can take from there and implement and change and do whatever you need to move forward, and hoping that you will see some more results. Right now, I'm just going to open it to a wait list. And I don't have the link in front of me. It's probably more than likely going to be alisonitch.com/waitlist, but I'm going to put it in the episode description below. So click underneath this episode to find it if you want to join the waitlist, because the reason is I'm going to offer a beta offer, $150. I want it to be affordable. I want it to be something that you can just implement, get started with, and get your podcast on the right track. And I'm going to offer that price to the first 10 people who join after I launch it. I just want it to be something that gets you out of your head. I don't want you to quit. That's my main goal here. If you are just chugging along and you love your podcast and you're doing great, I want you to keep that momentum. But I also want it to be helping you land clients. So maybe right now you don't see that your podcast is just content and it's not really ever going to lead to clients if you continue down that road. And that may be something that you don't see right now, but you might later. And that's something I want to stop you before. It's like, I don't want you to go 6-7 months in and then realize, well, it's not working. So let's get you going the right way now. If you are ready for that, head to the show notes, join the wait list. It doesn't mean that you are purchasing anything. There's no pressure to purchase. I do not want to lock anyone into purchasing with me. It's just simply first dibs at a lower price point, be the first to know when it's available, you know, all the businessy things. So there's that. And besides that, next week, I'm going to actually be walking you through 3 subtle signs that your podcast might be stopping you from converting to clients. So stay tuned for that, because that may be something you don't realize is happening. And even if you're getting tons of downloads, it still may not be getting you clients. I talk about this a lot and you hear people on Instagram say the same thing. You could have millions of followers and not be making any sales. Same goes for podcasting. Someone can say, I have 6 million downloads. But what I would love to know is, well, how many clients have you gotten from that? Because most people ask, I want to make money from my podcast. Well, the easiest, quickest, smartest way to make money from your podcast is to sell your own offers. And if you're not doing that, it's not going to happen. So if you want to know those 3 subtle signs, stay tuned, come back and join me next week, and I will see you then. Bye, friends.